When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got a treat for you.
The following is a live episode of Drama Mama recorded at VidCon Anaheim.
Oh my goodness. Hi. I have a story in two parts to share with you today. This spans years, and it involves a stalker. This morning, I started the day with a very, very fun meet and greet session that we did at VidCon. I met so many of you. I literally see some of y'all in here. Raise your hand if you were there. Hello, hello, hello. Meeting you guys was so fun. And I want to share a story today, as I mentioned, that involves a stalker, because meeting you guys in person is the best thing ever. But I had a situation that went down 2 years ago, and then literally a few days ago, where someone came to my mother's house and wanted to, I don't know what they wanted, but let's begin. So we take it back to 3 years ago. This was when the pandemic first hit, okay? I'm sure you can all remember what that was like. I, for one, couldn't come here to this country because the borders were closed. So I was stuck in my mom's basement for like 7 months around that. And I filled the time with a lot of Animal Crossing. Who here played a lot of Animal Crossing during the pandemic? Yes, love to see it. My villagers are probably now all dead and starving, I am thinking. They have not eaten in 4 days, and I will not check on them, and they will remain that way until the rest of time. But I did a lot of Animal Crossing, and I really wasn't leaving the house. Obviously, if you left the house, you would be like smited down from the heavens. They'd be like, what are you doing outside in a pandemic? And so, I mean, not that I had like anywhere to go. I'm not out here being like, I had so many friends and so many parties that I was getting invited to, and I couldn't go because of the pandemic. Like, no, there was nothing. So I was kind of like a shut-in, and I filled my time throughout the pandemic by posting a lot of TikToks, which obviously a lot of people did. That's not like a singular experience. Like, did anyone else like really get into TikTok during the pandemic? Like, not what I'm trying to do here. So I was just making these like kind of manic, random TikToks like every single day. I don't know how I was like cranking them out all the time, but I would just like have these little funny ideas in my brain. I'm like, let me pretend that my neighbor is trying to kill me. And then I'd make like a whole TikTok and like make a skit here and there. And I had already like been doing social media before the pandemic hit, but I didn't really like have a groove or something. Like, I didn't really know what I wanted to make. I would just like make random like little meme videos here and there and like have a little chuckle and then move on. But throughout the pandemic, I kind of like figured out what I liked to make online, and that resulted in like people pressing the follow button, and it's still so crazy to me how many people pressed the follow button. But before like the pandemic, I wouldn't really get like I guess recognized, you could say. Like, I would be going to the grocery store and like living a perfectly chill, fine life. I'm not trying to sit here now and be like, and now I'm a Jenner. The Jenners and the Kardashians have adopted me into their family. I literally just got a BBL surgery the other day. Like, that's not what I'm saying. Not a celebrity or anything at all. But the few times that I like started leaving the house, you know, as the pandemic waned, okay, we have the Kardashians over there, apparently. The few times I started going out, like whether I'd be at the airport or something, you know, I started getting like someone would come up to me and be like, I watch YouTube videos, and be like, oh, I forgot people like watch those online. So it was like a new experience, but still like very few and far between, until I got a knock at the door one day. Sorry, we did not need to do sound effects. Someone banged on my door at my mom's house. Keep in mind, this is like not my house that I'm at throughout this entire pandemic. It is my mom's house. So like she answers the door. She like thinks it's like FedEx or something. And it's this like group of people. And they say, is Ben of the Week here? And I was like downstairs probably like playing Minecraft. Or I don't know what I was doing. Probably like on Fortnite for like 10 hours. And so she like dealt with that. She was like, no, he's not here. And they went away. And my mom comes downstairs and she's like, there's some people looking for you. And I was like, oh, the FBI already? Like, damn. But it wasn't. It was this group of people. And I started to piece things together because that day I was out walking and I heard like my name get called. And I was like, I have like, I'm not trying to like self-diagnose here, but I have like auditory hallucinations here and there. Like I will just hear sounds and words and maybe I need to get that checked on. I probably should like go to a therapist or something, but I'll just hear things here and there. So I thought it was one of those. I like chalked it up, but like, there's no way someone screamed Ben. Like I have two friends in the whole country, three in probably the whole world. So like, there's no way like someone just like saw me on the street, especially in my neighborhood. My mom lives in like a, not to like dox my mommy, but like, she lives in a very small town. So it's like I don't even think like TikTok is out there for the most part. Like I feel like people just got internet in the town like 3 years ago. So I was like, you know, that was probably nothing. Went home, grinded on Fortnite, baby.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
What was... Sorry, my mom texted me on my iPad. that was such a coincidence. What was really weird was when my mom came downstairs and said, yeah, there were some people looking for you. And she said they were looking for Ben of the Week. And I was like, that's a little close to home. And as I mentioned earlier, I love, like, truly have had such an amazing experience, like, meeting you guys. But this one was a little crazy because they were at my house all of a sudden, which, you know, is like the one sacred place. If you see me in the Starbucks, throw a cake pop at my head. You see me in Tim Hortons. That's like a Canadian chain. It's like our Dunkin' Donuts. Like balance a donut on my head. I'm so happy to like meet people. Did my phone just fall over? That was so good. Love that. It's the wrong way. I was going to say it looks a little bit white. That's so interesting. Do I have a tripod? Nope. Okay. So I was like, oh my gosh, someone came to my house looking for me. That's a scary new thing to deal with. I didn't think much of it though. I'm like, are there really serial killers in the town of my mom? I don't think so. Like, I feel like it's Canada. We don't have serial killers. We don't even have guns. So I was like, it's fine. The next day, and my mom answers, it's the same people. And I hadn't even left my house. Like, this was like a 48 hour time span of like not leaving the house. I'm like, how did y'all, like, was I followed? There's no way, because I didn't leave the house. She doesn't answer this time because she kind of like assumes it's the same people. We move on. We ball. Third day. And I'm like, okay. So I answer the door and I see these people like face to face. I'm staring at them. It's like a group of like three people. And they're like, are you Ben of the Week? I say, hey, yeah. And I'm like in my like nasty, crusty pajamas. I have like 400 like Cheez-It crumbs on them. And I like actually look like I was like killed and like risen from the dead. So I'm like, hey, what's up? And they're like, can we take a picture with you? And I'm like, no, not in this state and not at my mom's front door, please. And it was a really awkward thing because I had never dealt with that. I obviously like didn't want to be rude, but at the same time, it's like my mom's front door. So I'm like, we are like the killer's here. Like the stalker is somewhere near and I'm on edge. So I awkwardly say, like, is it okay if you come again? And they were persistent. They said, when? I'm like, another time? And I like look at my watch, and I don't even have a watch. I have an Apple Watch, but it wasn't on because I'm not doing exercise activities. So I was like, oh, another time, please. And they awkwardly go away. And that didn't stop them. No, because the next day, bang, 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 bang. I'm not going to knock anymore because the first three times I did that, I realized how hard that hurt my knuckles. So knock, knock, knockety knock. They're back. And I was too shy. I'm too scared. I'm a very like socially anxious person. So I didn't even know how to really address the situation. I just kind of hid in the basement. And my mom was like, you better get that because I'm not getting that. And I was like, well, looks like none of us are getting it then. And we didn't. And after like 2 minutes of knocking and then like 5 minutes of them awkwardly standing there, they left. And my mom was pissed. Okay. Like her house is like her place of serenity. She doesn't like exactly like people asking for a Ben of the Week at her door. So it's like, oh, like I'm about to get kicked out of my mother's house in the pandemic. Where am I going to go? I'm going to like stitch together a bunch of masks and make a tent and like live. Like I didn't know what to do. So I was like, I need to like deal with this situation, but how? Cause I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be like, get out of here. Or like say, oh yeah, come in. We're having tea. We're having breakfast tea with cookies and crumpets. Would you like to join? Like, I was stuck between a rock and a place that's hard, or however the saying goes. So, out of the miraculousness of the universe, I get an Instagram ad saying that Ring video doorbells are like 50% off on Amazon. I'm like, idea, ding, idea. So I order one on Amazon, and in Canada, we have Amazon Prime, but that ish, I don't know if I can swear here, that literally takes like 4 days. They'll say like, we have 1 day shipping. We will put it in our pocket and zoom to your house. No matter what you order a fridge, we will run it to your place. You order a pencil, best believe you'll be scribbling tonight. That's not the case in Canada. Our country is humongous for no reason. Like, I feel like we should just give the land to Russia. Actually, not them, someone else, Greenland maybe. So it takes a while to ship. It took like 3 days. And in those 3 days, each day, knockety knock knock, they were back. The stalker, the killer. I need to like start making them sound scarier because I realized I made it just sound like a random person. But these people were scary, like genuinely scary. They had a scary look to them. I can't describe it. The Ring video doorbell finally comes, which by the way, if you're going to buy one, don't. Like, this is not sponsored by Ring video doorbell. No, like they suck. Like you have to wire it in and you have to like turn the power to your home off, which I didn't know how. Like if someone like had a gun to your head and was like, turn the power off in your home from the master switch in 1 minute, could you do that? No, that's like such a hard thing to find. So after like hours of digging through like the wires of the circuitry of my house or my mom's house, we find the off switch, turn it off, and start wiring up this Ring doorbell. I'm like, I'm gonna catch them. Like, I feel like most people get like a Ring doorbell to like catch like a cute little squirrel like munching on a nut outside of their like house, or like someone stealing their package and like selling it for like drugs. Who knows? So I had a different idea for this. I was like, I'm gonna catch them on camera, these people, and I am going to report them to the police. I'm kidding. But I just wanted like the peace of mind. I was like, just in case they are actually psychos and actually the killer and they come into my house with like a knife and go like, I need the public, the press needs to know who killed me. Like, I don't want a Netflix documentary on me being like the disappearance of Benjamin D'Almeida in 14 parts that all could be summarized in one Wikipedia page. Like, I wasn't trying to have that. So I got the camera, finally set it up, and what do you know? They come, and this time they don't do the knockety knock knock, no, because they're like, oh, there's a Ring video doorbell. And personally me, if I was a stalker, if I saw the Ring video doorbell with a big old camera pointed at me, I would be like, you know what? Adios. Did not stop them. They went ding dong. which was honestly fun because I had never used the Ring video doorbell before. And I was like, whoa, this is kind of cool. And it sends like a little notification to your phone like, hey, there's someone at your front door trying to kill you to death. So that was a fun notification to receive, but I was prepared, okay? I was ready. I'm like, I bought this thing. I waited 4 days for Amazon slow freaking Prime to deliver this for a reason. And I got them on video. And I didn't answer. I said through the thing, I was like, I'm not home, which in retrospect was really stupid because duh, but I had them on video. I felt like a full Karen in the moment. I really understood how Karens feel when they like get someone doing something bad on video. They're like, you're going to jail, buddy. The CIA and the NSA and the FBI are going to be seeing this. Like, that is how I felt. I felt so empowered by that Ring video doorbell. And I was like, okay, what do I do with this footage now? I have these three people who have been tormenting me, harassing me on video. And so naturally, I posted it to TikTok. And I was like, I just spit so hard. Everyone, your memories are erased. You didn't see that. It probably got like such a crazy view as it went over the camera. That's horrific. I can't wait to edit that later and pretend like it never happened. So I posted it to TikTok and I had like a little, I said a few words before the video. I was like, look at these rats that came to my front doorstep looking for a piece of cheese. Look at how they scurry away when I don't answer the door. And oh boy, did that method work. Because the video like got a decent amount of views. I think got like 3 million views or something on TikTok. And I was like, oh goodness. And obviously I blurred their faces. I wasn't trying to like dox these poor kids. Like, I was like, no one needs to see how ratty you look. But I was just scrolling through my DMs later that night, and I see this DM from this, I'm gonna say like 30 to 40 year old woman. And I'm like, that is like, hey mama, how you like, I was like, what are you doing in here? And I opened the DM. And she's like, she sent a screenshot of the TikTok that I posted. And she said, those rats will not be bothering you anymore. And it was their mom. Their mom DM'd me. And I got them grounded. And I know it's so easy to like make fun of Karens. But when you're on the other side and you're a Karen that won, there is no feeling like it. It's a beautiful feeling to triumph over those who are attacking you. So, you might be wondering, I thought this was a story in two parts. Maybe that's part one, because years passed, okay? I had defeated them, the final boss, I thought, and then the sequel comes along. Literally 5 days ago, I was visiting my mom. I had just gotten back from Japan, and I was very jet-lagged, and it was just a few days before I was coming to Anaheim for VidCon. So I'm like, time to chill, time to get back on my Fortnite grind, all of that. Gonna have such a great time. And then as I come back from the gym one day, I see these local hooligans on my mom's block with like their hockey nets. Who here? Y'all know what hockey is, right? That's not just a Canadian thing. Yes. Okay, good. You never know. I never know how to like navigate conversations with Americans. They're playing hockey in the street, which is like a very normal thing. They have like rollerblades on. They like think they're going to make it into the NHL, but they won't because they suck. And I notice like as I'm parking, they're like eyeing me up. And I'm like, I know, like I look rough when I leave the gym, but like I didn't think I looked that rough that they like had a whole stare like. So I'm like, ew, like what are you looking at? And I see, as I'm like walking from the car to my mom's house, I see them start to kind of like congregate like a pack of rats. Like, I'm like, I close the door, get back on my Fortnite grind, you know how it is. And later that night, what I thought I had left behind in the past 3 whole years ago, knock, knock, knock. And this time, it was a different group of people, okay? I don't get me wrong, I defeated the original pack of rats, but this was like a new one. It's like their offspring, like they like multiplied or something. Like the insecticide or raticide did not work, and they were back. So I didn't even think in the back of my mind. I was like, there's no way. There's no way this is like happening again. I even wore a mask because like at the gym, people are just like genuinely stinky. Like, it's not like a COVID thing. I'm not like, I'm still scared of like getting COVID. No, it's because people are genuinely so smelly at the gym that I use a mask. Don't go to Good Life Gym. So I don't even think anything of it, but I peek through the window and I'm like, oh, it's them. It is the hockey hooligans. And I'm like, maybe this isn't a similar situation. Like, maybe I accidentally like ran into their hockey net or ran over their puck or something like that. Like, like who am I to think, oh, the paparazzi are here again? Like, it wasn't anything like that. But I didn't feel like answering the door, which is how I am just like as a standard all my life. Like, I will order a package and know it's coming and know the exact time that it's coming, and that doorbell will ring and I will hit the ground. I will act like there is a nuclear missile overhead and I need to like hide underneath a table. I would rather have a nuclear missile hit than like actually have to speak to someone at my door. It is so scary. So my mom answers. My mom answers the door, and there's like a dude and I guess like his younger brother. These are the hockey hooligans. And the younger hockey hooligan says,
is Ben Dover of the week here?
Ben Dover of the week. I just got Ben Dover joked by like, I don't know, like a freaking 8-year-old. I was like in shock, and my mom doesn't understand. Like, she's not gonna put two and two together. She's not gonna understand a bend over joke. Like, be for real. So I was like sitting in the living room, like, and she says, bend over of the week. I don't know who that is. And obviously she had dealt with this before, but not when they're calling me bend over of the week. So she's like, yeah, he doesn't live here. Closes the door. And I'm like, by the way, I got this on video, and I will probably post this on TikTok too, because I'm petty and I want another Karen moment. So look forward to that when I throw that up somewhere, sometime on the internet. And I'm like, okay, haha, y'all won. You called me bend over. Funny, funny, funny. And I thought nothing of it. I'm like, there's no way they're going to come back and start this whole thing up again that I like defeated in the past. But it did. But they did. They came back later that night. Okay, they were persistent. This wasn't like the nice one-day grace period that I was getting between the knocks like last time. This was a persistent, collaborated attack on me and my life. And they come back again. And by the way, I forgot to mention, when they first came, he was still wearing his rollerblades, and like you have to go up steps to get to my mom's house. So this kid was like stumbling up the steps, like risking his life to hit me with a bend over joke. And when he came to the door, my mom was like, oh, you're wearing rollerblades, you better be careful there, like, come on now. So when he came back still in rollerblades, he stumbles up the steps again, knocks on the door. And I should mention, we got rid of the Ring video doorbell, A, because it's a terrible product, but also B, because we didn't need it. Like, the demon was defeated. The rats were exterminated. So we don't have that anymore. We have like a nasty old like doorbell, but they were knocking this time. So anyways, they come back for the second time, knock on the door. This time there's like two more of them. Like, they literally multiplied like mitochondria, like doing mitosis or something in like the span of 5 hours. I was like, And I didn't answer again. I like made my mom go do it again. And she opens the door and they say, like, almost in unison, almost in like a chant, like they like practiced it, like they're part of like a choir. They're like, is bend over of the week here? I'm like, again, y'all are hitting me with the bend over joke again. And my mom is like, he's not here still, and he still does not live here. And also, that's not a human or a person that exists. Funny joke, rats. She didn't say that, but that's like, if I was like controlling my mom's brain in the moment, that's what I would have her say. And you might think, well, Ben, how do you defeat this new, like, stronger strain of stalker rats? What do you do to defeat them? You don't have a Ring video doorbell. You're left defenseless. What are you gonna do? And then he just fell down the stairs because he was wearing rollerblades. He literally, he was like, oh, sorry, because the joke flopped because it wasn't funny the second time, as jokes are. But he was like, oh, okay. Bang! Down. And I'm not going to sit here and laugh at like a child falling, but boy, if I could, I would. And I hear my mom. I hear my mom shriek like I have never heard her shriek before, unless it's at my dog. That's why I genuinely thought she was like yelling at my dog. She was like, look what you did. I told you this would happen. And I was like, what did my sweet little Kobe do? Did she poop on something? Did she shred something? It's like, oh my God. She wasn't yelling at the dog. She was yelling at the child that had just fallen down. She's like, I told you if you wore roller skates, you would have fallen. And he did. And y'all, like, that's that is how they were defeated. That is how the story wraps up here. That is the conclusion. He literally just fell down the stairs. And I didn't even have to do anything. There was nothing petty on my end, okay? I couldn't even, like, activate my Karen skills for 2 seconds. Because karma, what did Taylor Swift say? Karma's my man. Yep, sing it. Karma's my best friend, baby, because it took care of business. He was fine. I don't want y'all to think he fell down like 14 stories of like stairs and like died. No, it's 3 steps and he landed on his ass. He was like, like, that's it. It was so minimal. And my mom was like, she's like, we're going to get sued. I'm like, he came to the door. I didn't say, calling all hockey hooligans in the neighborhood, come on down to my house. We're going to play Fortnite. We're going to have hot cocoa and dip marshmallows in the hot cocoa. Like, no, he appeared out of thin air. And to pull home the fact that he's a stalker, followed me from my car to the doorstep. So it was hard to have, you know, sympathy for that. But he's fine. Obviously, if he like broke something, yeah, it'd be a little trickier situation. But karma worked out. And I've been living pretty chill ever since. It's been 5 days. Like, now I was really debating talking about this because I'm like, oh God, like, what if people like somehow triangulate my mother's home's location from the details that I've given? They're like on Google Maps looking for every house in the area with like 3 steps that has a car parked on the street, and they're going to every single one with a gun and a knife. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't talk about it, but this feels like a very cozy situation, audience at VidCon. You guys won't come and like stalk me and come to my house, right? Wanna bet? Is that what you said? Thank you guys so much for coming. This was so fun. I love y'all so much.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.